The Katra Podcast, conversations for the curious, essential knowledge, simplified, your gateway to essential ideas that matter most. This audio summary has been prepared with the help of a Katra AI. Welcome back, everyone, to the deep dive. Today, we are strapping in for what feels like the ultimate historical journey. We're looking at humanity's audacious, incredibly costly, and often, let's be honest, politically tangled leap into space.
Yeah, the absolute technological frontier. And we're aiming to move past just the, you know, the spectacle, the awe of the rocket launch. We want to understand the really complex machinery underneath that history.
Exactly. And our insights today are distilled from the really authoritative work of historian Michael J. Neufeld. We're drawing from his Spaceflight, a concise history, and also his very short introduction on the topic.
Great sources.
So our mission really is to get at the real drivers. We're not just listing famous missions. We want to unpack the Cold War stuff, the military needs, the whole geopolitical chess game that, well, truly fueled getting off this rock.
And Neufeld's work is so essential here because he shows, look, space exploration totally transformed science, yeah, and gave us amazing things like GPS, global comms, things we use every day.
Right, we can't imagine life without them now.
Exactly. But that transformation wasn't just born out of pure curiosity, not primarily anyway.
Yeah.
It was fundamentally a product of military necessity and that huge superpower rivalry. It's a dynamic that's only really now being fully disrupted by this new commercial age of space.
Okay, so before we blast off into the history itself, let's quickly talk about Neufeld. Why is he the guide we trust for this?
Well, he's not just some academic in an ivory tower. He's a senior curator at the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum.
Ah, okay. That's actually critical, isn't it?
It really is.
He doesn't just read about, say, the V2 rocket or the Saturn V. He has this unparalleled access to the actual hardware, the artifacts, the primary sources that tell the real story.
Mm-hmm. So when he makes an argument, it's grounded. Decades of work, literally surrounded by the history.
And his other work, I know his biography of von Braun, Dreamer of Space, Engineer of War, is famous for not shying away from the tough stuff.
Precisely. He shows he's willing to tackle the uncomfortable parts. He doesn't just give you the easy, rah-rah, triumphalist story. He looks straight at the dark moral questions, the military roots of it all.
Yeah, provides that critical eye that you often miss in, like, documentaries or more popular accounts.
Definitely.
So, okay, let's get to the core argument in his work. Neufeld basically says spaceflight isn't just a science project. It's this complex intersection, maybe a four-way intersection. Military strategy, national prestige, scientific curiosity, and just sheer human ambition.
Mm-hmm. All tangled together. And the fundamental question he's tackling isn't just how we built the rockets, you know, the engineering. It's why. Why did we prioritize escaping Earth's gravity at such, frankly, incredible cost? And how did achieving that feat completely reshape the modern world?
Okay, so the journey. It starts with the dreamers, right? The ones who did the math first.
Exactly. Chronologically, you start with those theoretical foundations. People like Tsiolkovsky in Russia, Robert Goddard in the U.S. doing early experiments, Hermann Oberth in Germany providing inspiration.
But the story takes a sharp turn, doesn't it? From theory to, well, the brutality of war.
That pivot is absolutely crucial to understanding everything that follows. Neufeld argues that rocketry was accelerated by military necessity in World War II at a pace, you know, that pure science funding could never, ever have matched. We're talking, of course, about the German V2 program.
And this is where it gets fascinating, but also deeply troubling. Neufeld insists on highlighting the moral complexity. The V2 was technologically revolutionary. It's the ancestor of basically every modern ballistic missile and space launch vehicle.
But, and this is a huge but, it was morally compromised right from the start. It was built using slave labor from concentration camps.
Wow.
This is Neufeld's first really powerful message. Space technology was born in the military, and its origins are inherently dark, complex. You can't separate the amazing tech achievement from its brutal creation.
That's a really heavy point. And it kind of sets the stage for everything after, because that technology, that expertise, it didn't just vanish when the war ended.
Not at all.
Yeah.
What happened immediately after the war was essentially this massive knowledge transfer.
Right.
Both the U.S., famously through Operation Paperclip, and the Soviets were aggressively recruiting the key German engineers, people like von Braun and his team. They needed that V2 know-how. Mm. And that laid the immediate foundation for the superpower space capabilities.
And the world really woke up to those capabilities in, what, 1957, the Sputnik shot.
Oh, yeah. It's hard to overstate the impact of that. Psychologically, politically, The first Soviet satellite was a huge blow to the West. It felt like the Soviets suddenly had the technological high ground.
Like a global panic button was pushed.
Pretty much. It instantly catalyzed the space race. It led directly to the creation of NASA.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Soviets initially had all those early symbolic first satellite, first animal in orbit, first man.
Which brings us neatly to Apollo. Neufeld argues that Kennedy's big commitment, going to the moon, was fundamentally a political counterpunch, a direct reaction to those Soviet successes.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't primarily about science.
Not the main driver.
No, it was a geopolitical gambit. He argues the moon was chosen because it was so distant, so difficult, that it gave the U.S. a target where they could realistically aim to catch up and overtake the Soviets.
Right.
And the sheer scale required unprecedented mobilization. Over 400,000 people worked on Apollo at its peak. It just proved that political will, more than scientific desire sometimes, is the real engine for these mega projects.
So once the flags were planted, the pictures taken, the space age shifts gears again, right? Post-Apollo.
Yeah, it moves away from that spectacular destination-focused exploration. It becomes more about routine utilitarian operations, mostly in low Earth orbit. Take the space shuttle, the Soviet Mir space station.
And this is where some of the inherent risks really bite back. The shuttle was supposed to make spaceflight cheap and routine, almost like an airline.
But its design was compromised from the start due to budget and political pressures.
Yeah.
And that ultimately led to the Challenger and Columbia disasters. Horrific reminders that space is still, you know, incredibly unforgiving.
Yeah, terrible tragedies. Yet, paradoxically, this era also saw cooperation start to replace pure rivalry.
Right. The International Space Station, the ISS, is maybe the prime example. Mm-hmm. A truly monumental achievement, not just engineering-wise, but diplomatically.
Mm-hmm.
It symbolized this globalization of space where former Cold War enemies actually learned to work together up there.
And that cooperation, that sense of routine access, maybe paved the way for the next big shift, the one we're living through now.
Absolutely. It leads right into the 21st century seismic shift, yeah. The new space revolution. You have entrepreneurs, Musk, Bezos, looking at the old government, way expensive, slow, and thinking, we can do this faster, cheaper.
And the key was reusability, wasn't it?
Totally. Companies like SpaceX, figuring out truly reusable rocket technology, fundamentally changed the economics of getting stuff and people into orbit. The center of innovation, you can see it happening, it's rapidly moving from those huge government agencies towards the agile private sector.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting. It's kind of a return to Neufeld's theme of ambition driving things, but this time it's corporate ambition, not just national prestige.
Okay, so let's try and pull together the main threads from Neufeld's analysis. Maybe synthesize like three core themes that really structure his view of this history.
Good idea. Okay, theme one, we have to keep coming back to it. Military origins and dual-use technology.
Yeah, it really cuts against the grain of that romantic final frontier narrative we all kind of absorb, doesn't it?
It does. The science, the exploration, we rightly celebrate.
Hmm.
Often, they were secondary beneficiaries.
Mm.
The tech was frequently developed first for things like intercontinental ballistic missiles. That military DNA is still deeply embedded in almost everything that flies to space today.
Okay, theme number two.
The often overlooked, but absolutely indispensable role of robotics. You know, human spaceflight grabs the headlines, the imagination, and frankly, most of the funding. But the most profound scientific knowledge we've gained, mapping Mars in detail, the incredible deep field images from the Hubble telescope, that stuff comes from unmanned probes.
Right. It's that constant tension, isn't it? Aspiration versus efficiency. Robotics give you amazing scientific bang for your buck at a fraction of the, well, the astronomical cost and the immense risk of sending people.
Mm-hmm. It forces policymakers into that constant balancing act. Do we prioritize inspiration or data collection? It's not always an easy choice.
And the third theme, you mentioned this earlier, how space affects us daily.
Yes, perhaps the most relevant to everyone listening. Practical applications transforming society. The truly lasting impact of the space age probably isn't measured in moon rocks collected. It's in the invisible infrastructure. Global communications, the GPS in your phone guiding you in real time, reliable weather forecasting that saves lives and industries.
Things we completely take for granted now.
Totally. They're woven into the fabric of the modern world. And Neufeld suggests these mundane-seeming applications might actually be more historically significant in the long run than the spectacular one-off missions, because they affect everyone, every day.
It's a powerful way to frame it. Okay, Neufeld's history and the history itself is full of these powerful statements, quotes that really define the era. Let's touch on a few key ideas.
Yeah, absolutely. Neufeld often circles back to that core idea we discussed. Spaceflight was born in the military and has never fully escaped its parentage. Thinking about that forces you to look maybe a bit more skeptically at current space projects. You have to understand that strategic, defensive, military angles are almost always there, lurking just beneath the surface of civilian programs.
Then there's the more philosophical side, that visionary quote from Tsiolkovsky. The Earth is the cradle of humanity, but mankind cannot stay in the cradle forever.
That captures that deep, almost primal urge for expansion, moving beyond just practical reasons towards long-term survival, maybe.
Yeah, a sense of destiny. And then the political rallying cry that, as you said, moved mountains of money and people, Kennedy's famous line, "We choose to go to the moon, not because it is easy, but because it is hard."
It's such a great example of how setting a massively ambitious, almost impossible-sounding goal, if backed by strong leadership, can mobilize incredible collective effort. It can drive innovation across a whole society.
And maybe one more, representing that shift away from conflict, something you often hear from astronauts on the ISS. In space, there are no borders.
Ah, yes. It's a beautiful sentiment, isn't it? It speaks to how cooperation and just the sheer necessity of survival in that environment can sometimes override those earthly political divisions when you're looking down from 250 miles up.
So understanding this whole complex interplay, the politics, the science, the military angle, it actually gives us practical tools for looking at big projects today, doesn't it?
It really does. Think about any contemporary mega project you see proposed. Maybe it's a massive global infrastructure plan or a huge technological push to tackle climate change. You can use that Apollo framework Neufeld lays out. Ask yourself, is this project really driven by pure necessity or scientific goals? Or is national prestige, maybe corporate competition, playing a big role in inflating its scale, its timeline, its budget?
That's a really useful lens. It changes how you evaluate if something is truly viable or maybe just, you know, political theater.
Exactly. Another huge practical takeaway comes straight from those terrible space shuttle accidents. The lessons learned about risk management are profound. They highlight just how critical it is to have an organizational culture where safety, where listening to engineers' concerns, is genuinely prioritized over schedule pressure or budget targets. That's a lesson vital for any high-stakes industry or major corporation today.
And one more thing, Neufeld's analysis helps us see patterns in how tech evolves now.
Yeah, definitely. Think about today's potentially transformative technologies, AI, maybe advanced renewable energy, genetic engineering. These often require the kind of sustained, large-scale, sometimes risky investment that initially, at least, only governments or maybe massive corporations can really provide. It sort of mimics that Cold War space race funding model in a way. Yeah. It suggests where the next really big breakthroughs might need to be incubated before they become commercially mainstream.
So wrapping things up a bit, what really stands out for you from Neufeld's perspective?
For me, it's his insistence that spaceflight isn't just this fascinating technological sideshow. It's become an essential capability. It's high stakes, yes,
yeah,
but critical for how we understand and manage our own planet, the environment, the economy, global security. It's woven in now.
Yeah, what surprised me most reading his work was just the sheer extent to which this grand adventure was tied up with earthly conflict, with propaganda, with dark origins. But somehow, out of all that messy, very human history, ambition, fear, competition, came these truly astonishing achievements that ultimately benefited life here on Earth. It's complex.
It really is. And maybe that's the final thought for you, the listener, to ponder. Perhaps the true, lasting legacy of all this striving for space isn't about planting flags on Mars, at least not yet. Maybe it's about the profound transformation of our life on Earth, driven by those indispensable technologies space gave us, and maybe, just maybe, by the planetary perspective it offered. Seeing the blue marble from afar.
A powerful thought to end on. See you next time with another remarkable thinker, another powerful book, and another idea that has shaped our world. This audio summary is brought to you by Ekatra Foundation.